You can catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Molloy. That's right, hump day. We are still a man down. Well, a beautiful woman down. Jane Kennedy, not with us, but hoping to join us later in the week or early next week. Yeah. Stay posted. Mm. In the meantime, you've got to put up with Dave.
Sorry, guys.
It's not quite a like for like, is it? But
quite
you're doing well.
Thank
you're playing
mate.
A great supporting
role. I
appreciate
role. That, yeah.
You're like, you know, broad shoulders for me to
Your
sit
air
on.
Checks have been a little harsher, I thought, after the shows each day.
Well,
but look, that's how I'm going to learn.
That's how you learn.
That's how I build the craft. So
you've
thank
come
you.
A long way since your first show. Ooh, we'll fish that out in a minute. Hey, a big show today.
What's on?
Well, Apocalypse Watch. Miley Cyrus is working on a Metallica cover.
Yeah, I'm not
is
sure.
Is that it? Is that the end of, is that a sign of the apocalypse?
She's doing a lot of covers at the moment, Miley, but Metallica, a big call.
Well, good luck with that. And we'll have a look at some other covers we really like. Entertainment news.
What do you got?
I have been watching SAS.
Oh,
Australia.
Right. Rating really well, too,
I
for Channel 7.
I have to say, it's compelling.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. We're going to unpack a few things.
All right.
Shane Warne, all I'll say is this, Shane Warne, bad parenting.
Okay.
His son Jackson's on the show.
Yeah.
And
what's happened?
Shane, he's a personal friend of mine.
Yes.
I'm going to put him right under the pump on today's program.
Jackson, what's happened?
There's a lot to go. There's a lot going on. As well as that, sport.
Yep.
Do you know how many trophies are going out this weekend? You got
a
your
lot.
Cox Plate, you got your NRL, you got your AFL, so many.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have a look at them all, and we're going to ask you, what is the best cup trophy in world sport?
Oh.
133353.
Okay.
Get onto it,
all
because
right.
I reckon this is a good discussion.
Get
Everyone
involved.
Has their own opinions.
What do you think?
Yeah, I do awards because I've got many logos.
Yeah, well, you've got your ARIA award.
Three ARIAs.
You've got an actor for the...
I don't
the,
like going on about it.
You brought it up. What are you talking about?
You got most of it. Hey, a great musical guest today,
yes.
And someone we've grown up with on this network.
Yep.
His music's turning 40. We're turning 40. It's Ivor Davies.
Oh, man.
From, well, take a pick, Flowers or Ice House. They were both good. Wait till you get a sample of the backlog of...
the catalogue.
The catalogue of hits is off the
Ice
charts.
House, I always thought, are a little bit underrated in Australia because I think they're pioneers of a certain style of music. Not only
Indeed.
In Australia, but around the world. So I can't wait.
Well
I was a legend.
Around the world. And after a chick flick alert,
oh.
I promised it. I'm doing it.
All right.
I don't care. Get out of my way.
But it says
I'll be...
chick flick and you're not a chick.
Yes, that... I do the chick flick alert, you idiot.
Oh, yeah.
So
good
I
point.
Go to guys. How long have you been doing this?
I've never really paid too much attention.
Jeez.
That'll be in the air check
I'd
coming up.
I give the alert. Guys, don't.
All right.
The air check.
Yep.
Right. Jeez. Don't survive alert. That. Hey, we'll take your calls.
Yes.
We'll take your tweets. So much to get. Through no Jane again, as I said before. I just was insulted out the front. So I go
in
out.
The studios, in the office.
Yeah, it was important business. I was obviously going to get a cup of tea or something like
get
that.
A Red
I walked through the office and there's a giant knob here. What's his name? Ewan. You know Ewan?
Yeah, well, he's the head of sport
I don't
for this
for
network.
Yeah. So I'm walking past. And he goes, oh, so Shane Jane's not there. He goes, but I've got to say, you and Dave, yeah, I really like the blue collar feel you brought to the table. I go,
blue collar?
Go and get stuff. That is the greatest backhanded compliment I've ever heard. Yeah, I really like the.
Real sort of lowbrow.
I really like the way you've dumbed it down.
Is that what he's saying?
I really like the. Have we?
No, I'm not wearing a blue athletic singlet and a pair of double pluggers.
I think we did start the week talking about porn.
Yeah, that's a good point. Talking about your porn stash.
Porn stash.
Might have a point.
And then we were ogling women in the Maxime
magazine.
There was that.
100.
You mentioned masturbation three times.
I did
I think
not.
On yesterday's
I
program.
Pulled you up on a big time.
Okay.
That's a bad choice of words.
Yes.
But you said way too many times.
All
you said
right.
The words,
So, of course, we all miss Jane and we can't wait for
She'll
her return. Imminent. But, you know, talk amongst yourself in the meantime. We've got a bit to unfold. Oh, can I tell you something exciting
What's
in
happened?
My life? Are you aware of the minor birds who swoop me relentlessly?
Yeah, they're a bully of a bird, the minor bird.
Well,
they've got the yellow beak, don't they?
Before you write me letters or angry phone calls, these are not indigenous birds.
Mm.
They are absolute terrors. They terrorise the local
fauna.
No, they do. Yeah, I know.
They're bullies. They swoop. They're nasty. They don't bring anything to the table.
Right.
And they have for years now that they get into the stairwell of my house.
Yeah.
And they put their nest in there and then think it's theirs. So every time I come in and out of the house, they swoop me and my mum when she's putting out my bins. It's hard enough for an 84-year-old woman to put the bins out.
You have to change your habits.
Having to run and, you know, bat them away.
Now, so you're not going to sort of disturb the nest, though. Well, mate, they're still birds.
So I've had another roller door put in
in
front of the stairwell. So now I can.
So they can't get in.
So they've built the nest, and now I've pulled the roller door.
So they can't even get to their nest. Oh, that's terrible. They've probably got eggs in those nests because it's nesting season.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
And well, that's their little babies in their little shells. They want to go and sit on the nest and
feather. It's bad parenting, isn't it?
Well,
they should have thought about that before they set up
home.
They
didn't know some buffoon's going to put a roller door in and restrict their access.
Anyway, so I put the roller door down. No, I'm just doing it there. They're not there yet. So I'm actually doing it. They've started building the nest. There's no baby there, but I thought, I'm going to stop this now because it can't go on.
Mm.
So I've pulled down the nest and I've shut the roller door, hoping they will get the hint and go somewhere else.
You know what? That's right. They can't get access, so nature will say, let's move away. Go to our next
try option B.
Yeah, down the road or something.
Go to another neighbourhood.
That's right.
But anyway, so I come out, and this is true, and so I've got the roller door, and there's like a door you can walk through, you know, a little.
Like a doggy door.
A
door within the door.
So I open that up and I go outside. And there, sitting on the electric wires, is a minor bird with a twig in its beak looking at me.
That's heartbreaking. He wants to get into the nest and get it all set up.
Listen. No sympathy for the minor bird. Mm. They are vermin. I think they're actually classified as vermin.
Yeah, but
do you know what this should be?
What?
Minor bird season.
Okay.
We're allowed to go around your streets shooting minor birds out of the trees.
I'm not sure.
Bang.
You might need to talk to the authorities first before you go.
No, I just reckon do it.
Okay.
And then answer questions later.
All right. Well,
hey,
at Mick Malloy 66, if you want to get a message to Mick, that's where you find him.
I have not hurt a bird.
No. All right, hey, big show coming up. Apocalypse Watch soon. Then Ivor Davies from Ice House. Oh, Scott Darlow's going to swing by too.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
With Ivor Davies from Ice House to join us a little later. We've got Scott Darlow coming up.
Scott Darlow, friend of the show, bloody good bloke. Got new music?
He does indeed. Behind the Hands of Time, which we're going to play. Going to have a chat with Scott too. So,
I'm going to play along with the cowbell he gave me.
He played last year at your farewell at the pub tour that you're
doing.
The last show, yeah.
And he gave me a cowbell.
On that night?
No.
Oh, there it is.
It is.
You got two cowbells.
And I think it's Alex Rand. It's Jack Rewald has signed it.
Oh, man.
Get your beady eyes off it.
Well, you got two cowbells. It's more than enough.
It's not enough. It's not enough for my collection. Remember Piffy the Bell Ringer?
Nah.
Are you
don't know what you're talking about.
Again, good support. That's the way. You like the wind beneath
tell me
my
who that
wings,
is.
Dave.
Who's that?
Well, you're going to feel so foolish when you don't remember this.
Mm.
He was an act that we showed on The Late Show as part of the Pot of Gold.
And
it was Piffy.
Okay.
And he was like this little, he looked like the Milky Bar Kid.
Yeah.
In like a cowboy suit.
Right.
And all he had was about 50 bells in front of him.
I know who you're talking about.
Down playing a song with the bells.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
What happened to him? He might have gone the way of certain children's stars.
Okay. Well,
sure.
Good.
Hey, I want to bring your attention to this, David. This is a huge weekend in Australian sport. As big as given the way
weekend.
The calendar's been moved around, and everything's been jerked around. It was never meant to happen.
No.
It'll never happen again.
You're right.
But on this given weekend, and please ring and let me know if I'm missing anything. But the NRL final is on
Sunday.
The AFL final is on
Saturday.
And the greatest pound for pound horse race in Australia,
Cox Plate.
Wait for age.
Mm.
Here's the Cox Plate.
Yeah,
that's some pretty heavy
weekend,
trophies being dished out, and it got me thinking.
What do you
think? By the way, have you heard this? Ash Barty, our tennis player, number one.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
If Richmond win the AFL Grand Final, she's going to present the cup
in Brisbane at the Gabba.
At the Gabba,
I've seen her in a few of those matches of late, and she's a very enthusiastic Tiger supporter.
Yeah.
Good on her, Ash. So, well, let's hope that happens for you and for her on set. What? What's up?
I don't know. I just feel like I may have been overlooked.
What do you mean, mate? Have you a tennis champ? No. What are your sporting accolades?
In the trenches for the Tigers for so long. Do you know what?
What?
If you're going to get a tennis player from Australia, I would go Bernard Tomic.
Okay.
He's a local boy up there.
I don't know whether he's a
If you win, he can get you into Hollywood.
That's right.
Hollywood playmates.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey?
Well, I suppose. I suppose.
What about Wally Masseur? Did his name come up?
I don't think so.
Mark Edmondson?
No. None of the Woodies? None of the Woodies either.
Actually, if Collingwood had one, they would have got Alicia Molik.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. They're great.
So it got me thinking about what are the best trophies going around?
In sport?
In world sport. Any sport, you name them. What are the ones
you said think? The Cox plate. I think that's a brilliant
trophy. Well, it's a plate for a start. I can't think of any other plates. Does Wimbledon have a plate? Wimbledon has a plate for the ladies.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah, I think you might be right. I know there's a plate somewhere.
Well, let's go to some of our callers. 133353.
Yeah, get
involved. The greatest trophies in world sport. What's the one that captures your imagination? Alan's on the line. Alan?
Guys, it's got to be the NHL's Stanley Cup. The bloody thing's 4 foot tall. You need to be a clean and jerk weightlifter to be able to put the thing above your head.
It's a real show-offy.
Oh, yeah.
Jay, can you come in here, please?
Every couple of years, so once they fill the row, they then stack another row on it.
So they keep adding, they get the world around.
Yeah. Jay, you're going to need a ladder one day.
Yeah, exactly right.
So Jay, our resident American, or Canadian, if he doesn't like their politics at the time. You were saying, you know a bit about the Stanley Cup. What are the protocols?
St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup in 2019. Yes, thank you very much.
Humble brag.
Well, look, they hadn't won anything ever. It was the first time ever. You can only lift the Stanley Cup if you've won the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
So if you want to get your picture taken with it, stand next to it, but you cannot lift it.
Wow. What if I saw it and touched it? What would happen to me?
They might send a couple of goons around to come get you some hockey goons.
Is there a curse attached or something like that?
That'd be a great idea.
What if I filled it full of ice and put my
really good. The other thing I love about it is there's only one. This thing started in 1893 with the bowl
original
at the top.
So.
And then it goes to the team that wins it. And then...
It's the most ostentatious trophy. It's huge.
Yeah.
You could smuggle a dwarf in.
Yeah, it's like
for a bunch
Empire
of guys
State.
Skating around with
for
sticks.
A bunch of guys skating around the smashing Stanley Cup. I'm going to rate that. That's going into our top 10 straight away. Well done, Alan. Hey, give him a prize, Dave.
Yeah, we've got a slab of Brick Lane coming your way.
The draft.
Alan. Yeah, got the draft. So
let's go Tigers.
Yeah, enjoy.
Oh well, on, yes, you've made the right call. Can we win it?
Well, hang on, I've put him on hold. There he is.
Can we win it, Alan?
Oh hell yeah! We've got it sewn up.
What happened to Tommy Hawkins? Tommy Hawkins reckons he had a sore
I personally
sore
think
throat.
He got boltitis.
Boltitis?
Yeah,
either that or Asprey syndrome.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? He's got a sore throat. Hey, here's a tip. Have a butter menthol and harden up. Thanks, Alan. Chris is on the line. Chris, what do you think is the ultimate trophy in world sport?
Yeah, hi, everyone. I think the best trophy in world sport is actually the Ashes, and it's small, it's not complicated. The tradition behind it.
Well, there is a tradition behind it, and it's incredible. So the very first match played between Australia and England, they burnt the bales, they put it in, and you'd think it's a normal sized trophy. It is not. It's tiny.
Still tiny.
It's about the size of a Red Bull can, if I may.
Yeah.
Use that as an analogy. And here's the thing. And when I was a boy, this drove me mad when I found this out.
Right.
So, because I didn't understand, but you play for the Ashes and you would win the Ashes.
You think you win the Ashes?
You get the Ashes. And then I found out that they never actually, when Australia won the Ashes, they never brought them home. They stayed over there. And I couldn't get past that notion because
you
to
win
me,
the Ashes.
We've won the Ashes.
Bring it home.
Give them the Ashes.
That's right.
They're ours.
So we don't get
we'll
to touch them.
No.
So where are they?
Well, they give you a little replica at Lords or at the Marylebone Cricket Club.
So that's where
they
sit the whole time.
Sitting behind glass. I'll tell you what, if someone wants to do a smash and grab.
That's right.
Do you know what? We should get our own and like put the Ashes of Booney's moustache in
it. Not bad.
And not let them have it.
That's quite prestigious.
133353. We're going to keep doing this. There's a lot of callers racked up. The best trophy in world sport. Doesn't have to be a trophy. I'll give you one. The green jacket from the US Masters.
Oh, that's well
that
covered.
That is.
That's well covered.
Wow.
Imagine.
Oh, imagine one of those in your cupboard.
Yeah,
I'd wear it out all the time.
Well, you need an XXL probably.
I need Craig Parry's.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. Who's the big guy?
Yeah, you're the one who sings sometimes
Dave.
And smokes. Yeah.
Okay, we're doing well. Hey, see you in the air.
It's coming.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
This is John Daly. Remember, he did a cover of the classic Bob Dylan song?
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to think of before, the golfer with the...
We were saying we were the overweight golfer, and we couldn't think of it. It was John Daly, and don't worry, I've bagged up that bit of radio. We're going to play it to you later. Oh. It's possibly the most incompetent piece of radio. We should, if we go to the actors, is it actors?
Yeah, the ACRAs, the Australian Commercial Radio Awards. Yeah,
if we go to them, that's the clip we should.
That's the worst piece of radio. Don't tell Jane, by the way. Do not bring this up. Do not mention
it. I'll play it again later. No, hang about. No. It is award-winning radio. Now, John Daly. You know I've played golf with John Daly.
You have?
I have.
Whereabouts?
I have outdriven him off the tee.
No kidding.
It was a par three, and I'd sculled mine, and I was 30 metres out the back.
Right, okay.
But I've still outdriven him.
Absolutely. What a thrill. He's a good guy on the golf course, from all reports. He's a great guy.
He has one cigarette for every shot he hits. He has one on the tee, and then he walks up, and he has a cigarette. He puts it out.
That'd be fun.
And then he walks to the next one. I'm telling you, you know where he's been by just following the
butts.
Oh, jeez, he skinned it left here. He's in the rough here. He worked the whole thing out. All right, we're talking about the best trophies in the world of sport because there's three up for grabs this weekend. NRL, AFL, Cox Plate.
We've had the Stanley Cup for hockey.
The Ashes.
The Ashes as well.
Czech. We've had a few.
Cox
Plate. Let's get into it. Dave's on the line. Oh, he's not on the line. He's on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll just ignore him.
No, but he said the best trophy has to be the Rip Curl Pro at Bells Beach. You know, when you ring the bell.
Oh, the bells. So I agree. The bell at Bells. Yeah. And I've heard this too. Jay was saying how you're not allowed to touch the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, apparently so.
Well, you can't ring the bell. I believe you have to win it to ring it, and that goes for all time.
Didn't
like if you walk into Mick Fanning's house, and he went, "Oh, this is great, ding a ding a ding," dirty up. And remember, that man's punched a shark in the head. So, at your own risk.
Hands off
the bell. Mick's on the line. Mick, what are you thinking? Best trophy?
Big Mickey, it's got to be the Indianapolis 500 trophy.
Right. Describe it to me for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Mate, it's about 6.5. Oh, well, I'm 6'2", and it was 3 or 4 inches above me. So I was over there a few years ago. It's a bloody big trophy, Mick.
And can you fill it full of beer and drink out of it?
Oh, if you'd like. I did a shoey next to it, so does that count?
A shoey? Oh, I like your style, Mick. You've managed to get yourself to the Indy 500, taken a selfie with the 6'5" trophy and done a shoey. Mate, you're
and
a catch.
Got a little chewy next to it, and got to shake Michael Andretti's hand all in the one hit. So it was a good day.
Well done for you.
I tell you what, it's an even better day for you right now because this is the final week that Virgin Australia have returned domestic economy flights to give away on Kennedy Malloy. And you've just won a return domestic economy flight. You're in the Hunter Valley, so fly to Newcastle to anywhere on the Virgin Australia network. Congratulations
good on you, Virgin.
To you, Mick.
Where do you think you'll go, Mick?
Oh, mate, geez. Oh,
anywhere in Australia.
Territory or Alice Springs?
All good choices. All good choices. Take a mate. Take the missus. Yeah. Have fun. Well done, Mick. I love the way you're rewarding behaviour.
Thank you.
That guy who's gone over there and done a shoey.
Yeah, exactly.
Represented
right.
Australia Indy on the world stage.
Yep. No, well done. He's got those free flights.
Hey, Rod, where are you from, buddy?
Yep.
Where are you from, Rod?
Bendigo,
regional Victoria. How are you going out there? All COVID-free? You having drinks? You drinking in a pub, are you?
No, not at the moment. I'm on my way home from work.
Okay, but you're allowed to, aren't you?
Yes.
You bastard.
Yeah.
Mate, that's all
days.
I want in the world.
Me too.
You've got to stand in a bar.
Me too.
And have a friggin' beer.
I can't wait.
Anyway.
It's coming.
Go now. What's the trophy, Rod?
The Lombardi Trophy for the National Football League in America.
Okay, we know that. That's the one where all the players put their finger on it.
Yeah.
It's out there. Remember they come out in that crazy carriage? It's like a motorised
presentation
area.
Yeah, that's right.
And out it goes.
That's one that's got the footy on it, or like a football on it.
Yeah. No, it's a very proper trophy. Well done. Lombardi. Okay, Rod, we'll take that. Craig's on the line. Craig, this is a beauty. Mate. It is?
Mate, how many sports, you know, where women and men can win it equally.
Mm.
They can ride in the race. They can be a mare or a gelding. They can be an owner, a trainer. It's got to be the Melbourne Cup.
Ooh.
Melbourne Cup, like your style.
It's Australian, and the crowd's responsibility is to get as blotto as badly as you can.
You're right there.
And you can take money off people you don't like. The bookmakers.
Well, let's just keep it to the trophy.
Let's stick to the point.
Craig, it is a good trophy. What I love about the trophy, Dave, is you have to wear white gloves to touch it.
I've seen that. Yeah, you can't.
So this is showing respect, isn't it? You can't touch the Stanley.
Because they take it
around
Australia.
You can't ring the bell.
Yeah.
And you can't. I love the ceremony and the protocols around because it shows how precious it is. When I won my Manalyzer under 15 Best and Fairest trophy.
Yeah.
You know.
Gloves.
White gloves. White gloves, yep. And, you know, I don't let it out of my sight. You can come and look at it, but if you touch it...
What was it, best and fairest?
Best and fairest. Jeez. Okay, well, take that tone out of your voice.
Okay. Team game.
It wasn't a popular win. Let's just say I've come from nowhere. Still highly contested.
Did you win the flag that year?
Under-16s we did.
So you won best and
off
fairest?
Off the back of my under-15 best and fairest romp.
Yeah, right.
And then we won under-16. Well,
where did you play? What position?
I was in the centre.
Were you?
I was like a diesel. I'd rack up 40 touches by half-time, then ease off.
Oh, I'd love to see
and pretend I had a hammy with 10 minutes to go so I'd get the warm water in the showers before
everyone else came.
That's the way I rolled, buddy. Jeez. Hey, Mitch, what's the trophy?
Mate, the Bledisloe Cup.
Oh, yeah. Bledisloe Cup. Yep, sure. Yeah,
I don't think there are many more cups in the world you can fit more brick lanes in.
Yeah, well, I'd just like to see one.
Yeah, good point.
In my lifetime, can we get our hands on that? Apparently, Australians aren't allowed to touch that either.
Is that right?
We're due. I'm serious. This is the biggest problem. We are so well represented on the world stage.
Completely.
We win and everything. But this has been too long. Yeah. We need to fix this.
Come on, Mitch.
This is a little scar, a little tear in our national psyche.
Yep.
And I've had enough.
Need to change
can
it.
We all can we pump some finances into it? Can
we
get some players? Can we start to get serious? They're starting to make me angry. All right, Kevin. Kevin, what's the cup?
Mick. How you going?
Good. What is it?
The Davis Cup, tennis.
Now, what is Davis Cup? Well, you know I'm not a tennis fan. Hey, you know the best prize in tennis, don't you? Federer won a cow.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Hey?
He did.
And a bell.
And a bell? Yeah. You got the cow.
A bell and a cow, yeah.
Hey, what's the Davis Cup look like?
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of the biggest trophies ever.
Right.
We haven't had one for many, many years. Since Leighton Hewitt's days.
Yeah. What's the trophy in the PGA, Dave, where the guy... broke the lid.
Oh, yeah.
On his trophy?
Yeah, we've got the audio of that. Yeah. This only happened just a few weeks ago, yeah.
The 2020 PGA champion, Colin Morikawa. Yeah.
Oh, you can hear it.
That was the Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
imagine. That would have had some panel beating in its time. Thanks, guys.
We appreciate the calls. Coming up, Ivor Davies of Ice House. We've got the Song Whisperer as well with more flights thanks to Virgin to give away. Stick around for that. And some sport too.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
People say that they can conquer fear are liars. You can't conquer fear, but what you can do is harness it. We're going to find out who they really are, and so will they. This is SAS Australia.
Yeah. This is a strangely compelling new TV show, which I have to watch.
Yeah.
If you want to see like an Instagram influencer get beaten up by a world-class athlete, this is your show.
Tune in.
They can box on.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Merrick Watt's got the suitcases punched out
Watt's
of him.
Watt's got beaten out by...
Mitchell Johnson.
Mitchell Johnson. It's all happening. You don't know why.
It's unbelievable.
Chappelle Corby got a marching orders last night. Whitney's with us. Now, Whitney, you're watching this as well, aren't you?
I am. I have surprised myself with how much I love this show.
Mm. I think it's going to go okay because you just can't take your eyes off it. I wish I was on it because I would nail it. The SAS stuff's pretty soft.
A lot of it's mental, though. Like, it's real sort of getting inside your head.
Yeah, to me, it's a bit more... It looks like a poor man's aerobic style with the mental energy. A bit Dad's Army for me.
Dad's Army? What are you talking about?
Do you know the franchise I'd like to see?
What's that?
SAS Italy, where they all desert. The first one to desert. So it's pretty brutal. So basically you've got SAS, who are the greatest gunslingers in the history of the world.
They're the elite, aren't they?
I'd love to say I know some of these people.
I know you do,
include them as my friends.
Mm.
And I don't think there's a higher mark set for athleticism, for mental application. They're like giants.
So they're part of the military, right? And then they're the next level.
I'd say they're retired.
I don't think they're former SAS commanders.
But it's some stunning stuff, and the cast of characters they've chosen very well.
They've done.
Yeah. Who's your favourite, Winnie?
After last night, Shayna Jack, who Nick Cummins took to the ground and almost broke her rib.
Okay, so here's another one. So they're wrestling in the mud over a tyre.
Yeah, they're playing Murderball.
Nick Cummins, they're playing Murderball. Mm. The Honey Badger runs in. Now remember, this guy played rugby union for Australia.
Correct.
He comes in with a shoulder charge and takes out a chick. The day before, who'd he beat up?
Yeah, I actually have to almost defend Nick
Hang
Cummins.
Hang on, just tell me the story. Just let me do my stuff
The day before, he was in a boxing ring with Sabrina at AFLW.
Yeah.
So he's beaten up Sabrina. He's rugby tackled who?
Shayna Jack.
I've got to say, if he showed this much interest in women when he was on The Bachelor, it might have been a better series.
Might have dated
her. That's better than any date he ever went on. the honey badger is running amok. Yeah. And no one questions it.
No, that's right.
That's the honey badger, shoulder charging, and Instagram influencer. No worries.
But the AFL player, the woman player, she picked him.
She came out and did a statement and was like, listen, this was my decision. Yeah. I wanted to be treated as equal, and I knew that he would not back down, which he did not, by the way.
So I'll tell you so who was your favourite? Did you say it?
Shayna.
My favourite is Jackson Warne.
Oh, Warney's
now, Warney, I love you like a brother, and you're a god to me, but bad parenting. So. This,
I know what you're
Can we
say.
Play this clip? No, set this clip up. It's messed. They've been out. They've been. It's been rugged.
Yeah.
It's time for food. So think of the camp food like I'm slipping to get me out of here. They get the mess tins out. Then the ladle comes out. The food is offered. Basic. And
you know what it is, Jackson?
The food, soup.
Tomato soup.
Is that good?
I think so.
I've never had it.
Good. What?
I've only had 10 different foods before.
Are you like a paleo diet or something?
No, I've just always had the same thing.
Hang on.
10 foods. Well, I guess one of those is baked beans.
He comes from an affluent family. No, he would have gone out eating all sorts
Warney
of fancy
was the
restaurants.
Same, mate. Warney, it's like father, like son. The Warney is a real meat and free veg guy. Yeah. You don't let go of the side of the pool when it comes to cuisine. But the guy, if you've got to see it, he looked at the thing and he went, tomato soup. What's that like?
Never had tomato soup.
Mate, dive in the deep end. We should do SAS Cuisine. We should do a show called SAS Cuisine and go and force feed him foods he hasn't eaten. Oh, write that down. That's
SAS Cuisine. All right.
Yeah, that was another incredible moment from last night was Arabella.
Now explain who Arabella is, please.
Arabella used to date a NRL footballer, and she caused headlines because she did some pretty bad lying. And they
ended badly. Well, tell the story.
Ended very badly.
She faked a pregnancy.
Yeah, faked a pregnancy. Told her boyfriend they were on the rocks. Told her boyfriend that she went and had a pregnancy scan and showed it to him, and it wasn't theirs at all.
And they're being interrogated here.
Last night she was interrogated, and this is what happened.
I'm asking you to tell us, what did you lie about?
Yes, so I told my partner that I had a pregnancy scan.
Okay.
And I showed it to him and said it was ours when in fact it wasn't.
So why did you do that?
Why? What purpose?
Our relationship was kind of coming to an end.
She cheat the person into staying with you?
I have, told a lie, but the way that I see it, a little white lie here or there is not going to hurt anyone. I'm honestly not the only person in the whole of Australia that has told a white lie here or there.
Whoa. Wow.
As a man, how does that make you feel?
If there's an officer to a little white lie, it's telling a man you're pregnant with his child when you're not.
That's not a white lie.
A little white lie.
I think that was Australia's reaction last night.
Oh, we all had a laugh afterwards when we found out. A little white lie. A little white lie is, I didn't eat, I didn't buy that ice cream. I didn't. You're trying to fake your pregnancy.
Safe to say, after that interrogation, she VW'd, voluntarily withdrew from the competition, and she is out.
So, unfortunately, all the girls dropping like flies. Now, Chappelle Corby left too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel we may have been dudded there because she looked like she was worth getting to know.
I agree.
We had Merrick Ross on this on this show yesterday. Can I buy a vowel? On this show yesterday, and he said exactly the same thing. He said she was absolutely delightful and they were sorry to see her go.
I agree. I
was really hoping we'd see more of her. And the only reason she left is because for us, he disobeyed the SAS guys, so everybody had to do more training, and she just couldn't handle it, so she opted out. So because of him, she left.
He's the nasty pasty. All right, get on board if you're up
Rating
for it.
Well.
But yeah, go and see an influencer.
Catch up on 7plus as well. All right, this is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
These are strange times we live in.
Really is.
2020 has been the most bonkers year.
Basket case of a year.
A basket case. I can't wait to get to the end and forget it.
See you,
that it ever happened. And we'll never talk of 2020 again.
Just it's an asterisk of a year.
It'll be like saying Voldemort. You never say his name.
Yeah.
He who must never be mentioned. Like Macbeth backstage. Really? We will never mention 2020 for fear it'll bring back all the bad memories. And we're looking for signs that things aren't right. And I think we've found one.
What's that?
Miley Cyrus is working on a Metallica cover. Okay. Well, a Metallica cover album.
What?
Now, she's clearly got too much time on her hands. And we thought a lot of people would spend time at home working on new music. And she's gone, no, I'm going to do an album of Metallica songs.
Doesn't need to be covered. You don't need Metallica.
Well, don't need to be covered. And I'm not saying she can't. Again, I'm not. You know me. I like Taylor Swift. You I'm do. Not prejudicial in this bus.
No, no.
Adele, one of my favourite artists of all time, I would take.
And here's the thing. She has an amazing voice, Miley. In fact, I think her voice would suit heavy rock.
Are you about to blow my mind with something? Because I wouldn't have thought she would be in the same field for a Metallica cover.
Well, she's done a cover of Nothing Else Matters, which is arguably their most popular song, I would say, broadly speaking.
Well, have you got it?
Yeah, take a listen.
Is that almost yodeling?
Is it?
Warbling.
What do you think?
No for me. It's no a no for me in that genre. Mind you, there aren't many women singing in the heavy metal genre.
Isn't. Not a great deal, no.
Not in the heavy metal. It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Have I just discovered a fact?
Yeah, well, no, there are heavy metal bands out there with women, but you're right. Not.
Well, you can't name me one or play one for me.
Off the top of my head, but no, I've got nothing. I haven't got any.
Name them.
I haven't got any. I was going to come up in the air check too.
All right. No, so I'm not sure she's pulled the right rein there.
I'd like to hear more of it, though. I think that's just a small sample. I'd like to hear her do one or some of those great big other Metallica songs. The jury's still out on that.
I'm telling you, Dave.
You're telling me.
I'm telling you, her voice is not suited for the heavy metal genre. Nor was Celine Dion when she took on.
I'm with you.
You're with me now.
Yeah,
well,
I'm with you.
This suffers from the same problem. Have a listen to Celine Dion covering AC/DC.
Her and Anastasia together. Okay,
you can't say come on girlfriend in the middle of you shook me all night wrong. Hey, here's a tip.
What do you got?
Celine Dion, stay in your lane.
You've got yourself your residency in Vegas.
You got the one. She can frighten us at the drop of a hat with her warbling or whatever. At that, she is the best in the business.
Yeah.
Like power ballads.
Oh, man.
Who do you go to? You'd go to Celine Dion, hands down.
Yeah.
Maybe Adele. Yeah. I'd pop Adele in there. Don't ever do that to me again without forewarning.
Oh, look at Whitney, loving it. You're a Celine fan. Terrible.
I think Adele, someone's just gone past Whitney Houston as the highest selling. So maybe it's Taylor Swift. I don't know. I'll get back to you.
I tell you what, though, and I'm with you on Taylor Swift. So Folklore is the album that came out this year. I think it might be one of the best albums of the year. If not, it will take out the Grammy.
She is a stunning artist.
Yeah.
Writes all her own music most of the time. And I wish I'd go back to country. She was so amazing.
What about
heavy metal? William Shatner. This is how you cover heavy metal.
So this is him doing an Iron Maiden song.
Mm.
So take a listen. Has he lost his mind? Can he see it's Black Sabbath.
It's Black Sabbath.
He's doing Iron Man. I don't think we needed to hear William Shatner doing Black Sabbath.
Did you bite that off a bat at any stage? Okay, enough. Ozzy will kill us. And, of course, we all know covers are hard to pull off. But when they're good, like, say, a Puddle of Mud. I'll take advantage,
wow. Yeah.
You hang me, have to try. But I can see you every night.
Right. Mate, that's not your first cover you've done. You did this one as well.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Australian Idol's being rebooted.
Australian Idol. Here's your chance.
Here's my chance.
Mickey.
I'm going to go for it. I'm going to come out. I'm going to be wearing cowboy hat.
Yep.
Boots. I don't know. I haven't thought much beyond it.
Okay.
Hey, what is the time for?
Well, we're going to play Scott Darlow right now because he is standing by.
Scotty.
We're talking about a real musician here, Scott Darlow. This is called Bind the Hands of Time. It's his new single. He's a friend of this show. We'll be talking to Scott right after this, then the Song Whisperer.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Scott Darlow on Kennedy Malloy. Great song, Scott.
Good on you, Scotty.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate you having me on.
Can I just make one suggestion?
Yeah,
needs
go.
Needs more cowbell.
Mate. That is a fact, and we put in about 7 calls to Triple M the week we recorded it.
I would have been there.
We were recording just up the road from you in Moorabbin.
Oh,
I'm like, Mick will be here. I bought him a cowbell. There's no way he won't turn up.
I would have been there. Well, you gave me a cowbell. I have it in my hand.
Yeah.
And on it, it says, "To Mick, eat him alive, Michael Roach, number 8.
Yeah.
So it has relevance on for both musically and athletically for me.
It's cross-cultural, that
right, it covers so many bases. Yeah. And we'll get to footy in just a minute. Tell us about the song.
Yeah.
What did you tell us? What's the backstory?
Yeah, so look, the song that I wrote had a pretty bit of a rough season. Actually, been out the road too much, and you probably relate, but too much touring, eating poorly, drinking way too much, and just generally unhealthy, and sort of had to come to a point where I went, you know what, I've got to make some choices here and turn some things around. And so, you know, it was tough initially, but after a little bit, you sort of get to a point where you go, actually, I'm starting to feel good again. And it took me by surprise, you know, and it's sort of, it's that thing where you go, it always does turn around.
Yeah.
And you just got to remember that at times. And, you know, this too shall pass. So, yeah, the first.
I like it. I like the sentiment.
Really
it's a good look. And how are you travelling now? Do you feel like you're in a good place?
Mate, you're going to hate this, Mickey, but I've been sober for 10 months. I've been off the grog, so I'm feeling fantastic.
Well done.
No Brick Lane, unfortunately, for the Brick Lane mob.
Because you're dead to me, Scott.
I can't.
Mate, you know what? Whatever works for anyone. As long as everyone's happy and no one's getting hurt, they're the rules.
Right.
Look after yourself.
Yep.
If it makes you feel better
in any way,
I'm really happy for you, mate. And I can't wait. How are you going? Are you getting out to play at all?
Yeah, some shows coming up.
You must be busting to get out there.
Yeah, frothing to get out and play. But look, I've been doing a lot of sessions on Zoom with sort of corporate groups and school groups talking about sort of First Nations culture and reconciliation.
Yeah.
So that's been really good. And got another single in the works and we're just working on a video for that. So there's always things, you know, mate. I've set a garage gym up, so I'm, you know, I'm going to put some weights on the bar.
Throwing some weight around.
He'll have one of those books out about how to change your life in a minute.
Yeah.
Mate, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Tigers will win this weekend, won't they?
Mate, look, honestly, have you got a safe friend to call for Saturday night? Have you got somebody close by who can
bubble buddy
cuddle you?
I have a feeling I'll have more than one. I'm gonna have to put bouncers out the front of my house so I don't get in trouble with the Victorian government.
You know I'm as big a Cats fan as you are a Tigers fan.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be right.
Yeah.
And look, I've got to say, it is a big occasion because it's Gary Ablett's last game, and he'll always be a Gold Coast giant for me. One of the greatest Gold Coast players to ever play the game. Good on you, Scotty. We'll catch up with you soon, mate.
Good to talk
to
you.
Thanks for having me, mate. Appreciate it.
Scott Darlow, Bind the Hands of Time is the name of the song. This is Kennedy Malloy time for the Song Whisperer.
Straight into it, Jay Mondo.
What do you got?
The line between order and chaos is thin, beset by harsh weather systems, man-made conflict, and a series of brutal felony criminal acts. The singer asks for sanctuary.
Harsh weather system.
What about some Riders on the Storm? Riders
on the Storm. Also involves.
Can I say?
Criminal acts. Riders on the
Storm. So he's got it.
No, he doesn't.
I thought you just ruined the whole segment.
Doors are incorrect.
First single I ever bought from a Trash and Treasure Market for 2 cents.
Right,
went home, played it, put it on.
Yeah.
I loved it. I used to play it all day, every day. So my mum took it off me, hid it. She put it in the cupboard above the fridge. I got a stool. I moved it. I found it. I put it back and I kept playing it. And I don't know why, but in my mind, it was all cowboys riding on horses on clouds, just storming around.
Yeah,
and for my tiny little boy-like brain, this flipped me.
Because it does have a Western kind of feel about it. I can hear it.
To this world we're born.
I
would sing that as part of my Doors tribute band.
That's right.
I'd probably finish with
that. What's the name of that one? I don't think you've told us.
Well, there's no name. It's just the first song is Mr. Mojo Rise. Hey,
it's not the Doors.
So, harsh, beset by harsh weather systems. Mm. Is it this? It's raining men.
Hallelujah. Oh, the Weather Girls.
The Weather Girls, come on.
You know what? Someday it is going to be Raining Men. It will be the Weather Girls, but not today.
133.53.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in the big second hour, we will welcome Ivor Davies to the studio for a chat. Well, not to the studio, but for a chat down the line.
Legend. Ari, what Hall a legend. Famer.
Wait till you get across some of the hits for this man. A hit factory.
Yeah, he's got a new record coming out. That's all they do, ISAS.
Okay, I'll look, get
all
to the bottom of that.
On that.
And 40 years it's been since their first album. Chick Flick Alert. Look I'm out. Doing it, Dave.
Okay, I'm standing
Guys
by.
Guys out there need to know what's bobbing around on the horizon, what to avoid, what not to do.
All right.
Involve George Clooney. It's a run too, so there you go. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. So much to do.
The Song Whisperer.
And one job, we might get to one job as well. We'll see how we go. All right, synopsis please again.
The line between order and chaos is thin. Beset by harsh weather systems, man-made conflict, and a series of brutal felony criminal acts, the singer asks for sanctuary.
Okay, I've got no idea. I'll be staggered if someone gets this, because I just don't...
Too cerebral.
My musical IQ is not...
No, we
not, not blue-collar enough for you.
No, Dave, you don't have to agree.
That's all right, mate.
You don't have to agree. You just regard. No, mate, you're really good.
I'm new to this. You just tell me what to do. You tell me what to say.
You nearly sunk my interview with Halford yesterday.
Oh. Great interview, by the way.
Hey, by the way, if you missed that chat, well, I got so many people calling up about that on the podcast.
What a guy. And do you know what? That book, the book called...
Confess.
Confess. You get it out whether you're a huge fan or otherwise, because it's just a romp.
Yeah.
So Amazing. Much fun to be had. All right. We know what we're doing. Let's get into it. Yeah. Daryl.
Hello.
Hello, Daryl. What's the song for you, mate?
Look, it's a long shot, but AC/DC Dirty Deeds. Dirty Deeds.
One of my favourites.
Yeah.
Great song.
Is that one of the boys told me I should do in karaoke? Remember I suggested this to the AC/DC guys? And they went with Big Balls.
Was it Shoot to Thrill?
Shoot
was
to Thrill.
Might have been Dirty Deeds.
Might have been Dirty Deeds.
Yeah. Might have been Dirty Deeds.
Yeah.
Another one of my great interviews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not correct, though.
No. All right, Nathan.
Next time.
Yeah, you got it, mate.
Give him some Brick Lane.
Case of Brick Lane, the draft, available at Dan Murphy's. It's on its way. Well done, man.
Nathan.
G'day, Dave and Mick.
It should be Mick and Dave. just so we're clear.
Case of Brick Lane, anyway. Case of Brick Lane draft, even before you get your guess
in. Well, unbelievable. Where are you calling from, Nathan?
I'm calling from Sturt in Adelaide.
Sturt, named after the explorer. Was it William Sturt?
Charles Sturt, I think.
Yeah,
was it Pete Sturt? I know Keith Sturt.
Do you?
Yeah, he wasn't a very good explorer. Didn't go far.
Charles
Sturt. Straight to the end of the street. What did I say? Because I'm rarely wrong.
I'm going to go with Lightning Crashes by Live.
Oh. He's just ignored us.
Moving on.
By the way, Christopher Pine was the MP for Sturt, so there's a little bit of information for you.
Hey, well done for just ignoring us altogether, Nathan, and ploughing on and just pressing on with your song. I hope you win. How are we going?
He's not going to win.
You're not going to win, mate, but you got your cart and a beer.
Brick
Have
Lane.
A good one, mate.
Well done.
Faye. Hello, Faye.
Hello, Mick.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Yan Yean.
There's no such place. You're making it up.
Yeah, I know.
Where's Yan Yean?
35 k's north of Melbourne, and we're classed as metro.
Oh,
so you can't have a beer either?
No, can't have a beer.
How far from the border are you? How far from not metro are you?
Like the Ring of Steel.
Oh, the Ring of Steel.
Yeah, how far from that are you?
That's probably near King Lake, so I'm not that far from there.
Do you know what I'd be doing?
What?
Digging a tunnel El Chapo style. And getting out and drinking, standing up in a bar.
Oh, no, it's coming, mate. It's going to happen soon. It's coming.
I know. I just want to just please.
Almost there.
Natural habitat.
Come on.
You've done the hard work.
Song, please, Faye.
I thought it might have been Pleasure and Pain by The Divinyls.
Line between order and chaos is thin. I
don't know where the weather patterns are going to come into this.
But sorry, Faye. Not for the Divinyls.
Case of Brick Lane.
Give her a case of Brick
Lane. Case of Brick Lane, Faye. Yeah.
Think of me when you drink them, Faye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say hi to everyone in Yan Yean.
Oh, there's not many, but I will. Plenty of sheep.
Place
oh, there you go.
Yeah. Good for you. Well, all right. Have fun. Daniel's on the line. Daniel, you are calling from?
I'm calling from Marrickville.
Was that recently voted one of the coolest suburbs in the top 10 coolest suburbs in the world?
It definitely is, Mick.
Mm. And why is it so cool?
Oh, just a lot to see and do, you know. lot of breweries, a lot of cool people.
You
had me at breweries. Hey, good on you, mate. You stick to your guns. Great to have a nice habitat. Yeah. What are you thinking? Song, please.
Mickey, I think it's Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah.
How we going?
Hang on. That's ticking boxes.
It's ticking all of the boxes. Yeah. It's correct.
Oh!
Hey, well done, mate.
Daniel. Daniel from Marrickville, thanks to Virgin Australia, mate, you've got return domestic economy flights to anywhere in Australia on the Virgin network.
Why did you want to leave Marrickville, though? If you don't want to leave Marrickville, it's too cool.
Yeah.
Give it to someone else.
There's lots of other cool places in Australia as well.
Get amongst it. You've got 12 months to think about it, too. You can book your holiday with virginaustralia.com. Thanks, Virgin. Here is the Stones. Ivor Davies soon.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
With Ivor Davies of Ice House Flowers, 40 years of that Ice House record. Going to be talking about that. And got a new project happening, which is very exciting. So that's
good
coming
back
up
and out,
soon.
Dave.
Thank you.
Good, classy, silky.
Is that okay? Yeah.
Spot on.
Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah.
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 In
better
stereo.
Than the
song whisperer
first around. Hour of the show.
Can I just ask, have you got your song whisperer cap on or your producing cap on?
This
why are you
might
here?
Be my producer cap. I decided to hang around. How do you think the show's going so
pretty
far?
Pretty good, I think. Yeah.
I think there's an easy charm. Chemistry.
I think it's
a bit blue collar, according to some.
Well, you know, would you describe it as award winning? Champagne radio?
I would say it's not all good, but it's largely.
Let me cut to the chase. Let's just is this an accurate reflection of what you want this show to be? This is from earlier today.
The green jacket from the US Masters. Oh, imagine one of those in your cupboard. Yeah, you I'd wear it out all the time.
Well, you need an XXL probably.
Need Craig Parry's.
That's right.
I don't know. Who's the big guy?
Yeah, you're the one who sings sometimes
Dave.
And smokes. Yeah.
Okay, we're doing well. Hey, see you in the air.
Check. It's coming. John Daly.
Are you? That's it. John Daly.
John Daly.
Think of.
The one good thing I can say is you didn't talk over each other.
It's live radio.
You're picking, that's what we do. We're flying without a net here.
Yeah, there's no script.
That's why you listen to live radio. It's like going to the races. You might see an accident. Am I right?
Well, I was listening.
That's the first time. One time.
Yeah.
Well, one time.
I was listening to live radio this morning in Melbourne on the Hot Breakfast, and you guys have form. Because less than 8 hours ago, this played on Triple M. This is from a few years ago with the two of you.
Oh.
You can rock up on the night, or it's $35 a ticket.
Yep.
Or you can book through...
Gasometer.
Or HTTP /
I don't need to read all that.
I don't need it.
I'll tell you what, I'll tweet that out from our website.
Can you?
Yeah. Not real good when it comes to the technical
the modern
stuff.
Technology. No. Well, I just had this faxed through to me. So.
You saved that one.
Well,
good
why do you write HTTP / if you're not going to say it?
Don't divert here.
Yeah.
This is about the two of you and how you've been going.
Yeah.
I blame him. He hasn't come anywhere. How long have you been in the business?
30 years.
Play your first
air shift. Okay.
A classic out of the 60s for Jan and Dean, the little old lady from Pasadena. Also Tommy Tutone there and Jenny, 867-5309. And Lenny Kravitz, Stand By My Woman, 2LM. It's 9 to 4.
Okay.
2LM would have crashed and burned.
What about Fitzy, though? The head of content for this network.
Well, if we have to go, if he calls us in for an air check, we'll bring this.
Here's a song from earlier this year, written by Paul McCartney. It's Veronica.
Oh, tight. Hey, up next, Ivor Davies.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Our next guest, Ivor Davies, first arrived on our airwaves in 1980. Oh, out front of the group Flowers. Would evolve into Ice House, spawning 8 Aussie top 10 albums and more than 30 top 40 singles. Landing multiple top 10 singles in the US and Europe. In celebration of their debut album turning 40 this year and with the release of a new live album later this month, we welcome to the show Ivor Davies.
Nothing too serious.
Oh,
welcome
fantastic.
Aboard. Ivor, how are you?
I'm well. I thought it was a choice ending there. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, what about the whole thing? It was a bit of a hit factory. Not many people have got a back catalogue
dominated the
of
80s.
Absolute standout singles like that. So you're to be congratulated, sir, and congratulations on getting 40 years down the track to turn back to where you started, which is Ice House, the album, by Flowers. Now, I'll declare my bona fides. You're right in my breadbasket because I used to go down. I used to live in Frankston. And on the weekend, I used to go to the Pier Hotel. And on any given night on the weekend, you could see Midnight Oil, Aussie Crawl, Models, Angels, Cold Chisel, In Excess, you name them.
Sunny
and,
Boys.
Of course, Flowers. Yeah. And to me, it was the golden era of rock in this country. Did you feel you were part of a big movement or push at that stage?
You know, I don't think any of us knew how big it was. Actually, the eye-opener, we were incredibly busy, and all the bands were incredibly busy, and we were having great fun, but working like absolute mad. But
yes.
I don't think it really occurred to me how brilliant a scene Australia had was until I first got on that international tour and ended up in London with Keith, our bass player, going, let's get the newspaper and find out where we can go. And we couldn't find anywhere we were open, you know, that had a band in it.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, this is pretty strange. If it was Melbourne, we could go to 50 places tonight.
It was. It was such a great time. And I grew up with all that music, as we did here at Triple M.
Yeah.
As Dave just pointed out to me, we are celebrating our 40th
40 years
birthday
this year.
Here.
Yeah.
So I feel like somehow we've all been on
grown up
same,
together.
Similar, but slightly different journeys. So it's great to be able to share this moment with you. Tell us about your memories of recording that album. Did you know you were about to start something huge? Were you a confident songwriter at that stage?
Oh, God, no. and in actual fact, you know, among the very first songs I ever wrote, it was dangerously unskilled, I thought. Incredibly painfully sort of producing these songs over a period of 3 years and kind of testing them out on crowds and whatever, and kind of, I think, getting better at it because they were my first sort of 10 songs. And the last two songs that I ended up writing ended up becoming the first two singles. And so I think I was getting better at it. But we were working so hard that we were not really aware of the fact that we were creating a recording, because we were doing stuff like we were doing gigs. And I remember doing a show one night and then going into the studio and recording the lead vocal for Can't Help Myself and thinking, oh, I wish I hadn't just sung two sets, you know.
Yes.
So we were just sort of flying blind, really.
Were you involved in any bands before that? I know I love hearing about like school bands or your first band. Was there much pedigree before first?
It's like that famous expression when they say about you being an overnight success.
Yes.
I started playing with other people when I was about 15. Mm. I started out in kind of acoustic folk, skiffle, jug band, whatever. And then somewhere along the line, I did write a song, and it was discovered by a music publisher. And so I actually put out two singles when I was 19, which, of course, rocketed into oblivion. and so that went nowhere, and that was with a friend of mine, and we kind of had a little band, and we played very loud acoustic guitars that were super amplified in wine bars, which they didn't really enjoy very much. I was all the time a classical professional musician. I was in an orchestra, and an instrument repairer wrecked my oboe, and then I was unemployable, and that was it. I got a cleaning job to pay the rent, and I started hanging out with Keith Welsh, the bass player, and that was where Flowers started.
The oboe's an unusual choice. How did that leap out at you?
I didn't pick it, put it that way. I grew up in the country, and believe it or not, from about the age of 6, I learned how to play the bagpipe.
Wow.
Oh,
what an instrument.
You are a dangerous man.
Apart from the national anthem being played by the local army band in Wagga, I was the first actor on Wagga Wagga RVN2 television
stage. Oh, man, what an honour.
At the age of 9 in my school shorts, playing the bagpipes. And so when I got to Sydney and went to high school, and my music teacher on the first day, you know, asked all the boys, you know, what do you play? Any musicians here? And by the time he got to me and I said bagpipes, he just about died. I could see the blood draining out of his face.
If I see anyone come into my household carrying the bagpipes,
set a bagpipe,
I'd call the cops.
And he said, my wife is an oboe teacher. We've got a spare oboe in the storeroom. Turn up at my house after school on Thursday afternoon. And I went to this first lesson. I didn't have a clue what an oboe was or what it was meant to sound like. But anyway, apparently I got very good at it because I ended up being in the orchestra for the first opera performed in the Sydney Opera House. I was 19.
Ivy, you mentioned that you're classically trained, and of course you've been a part of soundtracks over the years. Mick, I know Master and Commander is one of your favourite movies of all time. And you composed for that movie, Ivy?
Yes, I did. It was quite an experience. Absolute, you know, $190 million A-list Hollywood movie. We recorded in the very famous Newman scoring stage on the Fox lot.
Yeah.
It was absolutely brilliant. You know, went to the kind of boutique premiere of it in Hollywood. I think the fellow's name is the second in down from Rupert Murdoch.
Tiernan, I think it was.
Was actually in his house.
Oh, man.
And hung out all night with Peter Weir and Russell Crowe, and it was, yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Was it hard to get Rusty out of his shell? he wouldn't have got a word in, would he?
No, we ended up kind of removing ourselves from the party, and there was just this bunch of Australians. Oh. And, yes, it was good.
He's a good man. He's a friend of ours here on the show. True or false, did he play his own violin in Mouser and Commander?
Now, he actually did learn how to play the violin.
Really?
And Richard Tognetti, who's, of course, Australia's most famous violinist, actually was on location teaching him how to play those pieces. Now, of course, the recordings are actually Richard, but Russell is actually doing the right fingering and stuff. So there you go.
To his
dedication to his craft.
Indeed. Well, as I said, that's a very impressive film, and I remember the soundtrack. It's the real deal. You've got a new release. Dave, what's the...
So was it the St Kilda Festival earlier this year that you you performed and you recorded a bunch of songs for a live album, either?
The history of it is that the St Kilda Festival happens every year, obviously, and what I hadn't remembered was that we played As Flowers at the very first one 40 years ago.
Oh, no kidding.
And so they invited us back to go, okay, your 40th anniversary, our 40th anniversary, and would you play what you would have played on that night? In other words, all the Flower stuff and some of the cover versions and whatever. So this is actually, the album is called, it's a live album, obviously. It's called Ice House Plays Flowers, because that's exactly what we're
doing. Doing my head in, Ivor. Doing my head in.
You work it out. By the time you get to the Sex Pistols song, you work it out.
Yeah, so. Pretty vacant you play on that, which is amazing. Exactly right. Great song, yeah.
But I've got to say, at the age of 65, nearly killed me playing all those really hard and fast punk songs. I was kind of, you know, I was saying to the lead guitarist in between each song, we're going to have a heart attack, we're going to have a heart attack.
Well, it's great to have you back. Could this be a precursor to touring or anything of that nature? Is it still got the bug?
Yeah. We booted up about 10 years ago. We hadn't played for 16 years, but we've been playing for the last 10 years. We're very selective about what we do, and that's a very lucky place to be, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, you know, 2017, we did 35 shows and played to over 350,000 people. So they're big shows, yeah.
If you do come back, I want you to bring the mullet back, too.
Can you?
I just think the time is right.
No, I don't want to look like an old hippie. What do you think?
Hey, Ivan, thank you for being with us today. Also, thank you for that catalogue of great hits, which are like soundtracks to our lives for anyone who's growing up in this country.
And by the way, the Killers did a cover of Electric Blue, which was a part of the Triple M Garage session. You've obviously heard that, Ivan.
Well, the absolute, by miles, best cover of any my song I've ever heard. I just love it to bits,
It is incredible.
You know, hats off to those guys. They did it so faithfully as well.
Maybe they could come out here and support Ice House when they go
not a bad idea
on tour. What have you picked,
we're going to play Walls here from Ice House. By the way, the live album Ice House Plays Flowers is out October 30. It's available for pre-order right now. The great Ivor Davies.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Neds, where you can find the perfect match to your form preferences easily. That's with the Neds filter form. You go neds.com.au.
That's what they do. They find you a perfect match. That's what the app's designed for. Yeah. The IT nerds down at Ned's headquarters have done the heavy lifting. Basically, punch in the info, it'll give you the results back, and more than likely, you've got a big fat winner sitting there in your pocket.
So I'm an idiot when it comes to like punting, generally speaking.
Well, you didn't have to qualify. You're just an idiot.
Thank you. So this time of the year, I want to get involved because it's, you know, spring carnival. There's lots of races. It's springtime. I feel right to do it now.
But, you know, you're not going to spend 5 hours a day doing all the homework. You don't have your form guide in one hand, the race guide in the other, your sunnies in one hand, your pen in the other. You're trying to wrestle the ball around. There's a drink here somewhere. What am I doing?
Exactly.
Get rid of the lot. Keep the drink.
Yeah, that's right.
Neds, all you need is your phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I need some alone time with my Neds app because this weekend, NRL,
mate,
AFL,
huge,
Cox Plate, these are all tailor-made for the Neds app experience.
Those Neds boffins will be going crazy right now.
Just
those...
hand over the responsibility. Give it to them. Delegate. Have it, Neds.
Yeah.
Send me back a winner. That's what they do. By the way, Cox Plate, it's a huge day. Do you know what this is? This is the best race of the year, bar none.
Oh, is
There are bigger ones that are more
famous
majestic
and,
all this, but this is a weight for age. The best weight for age in Australia, only won by good horses. Not too many, so it helps you, but Neds will narrow it down again and just go, here you go, here's the one, go and collect.
Yeah.
They were going to let people in the Cox
Plate. There's been a bit of controversy around people going to the track.
But then they've said now they won't.
Reverse the decision, so people there.
Good. Does that include Daryl Braithwaite? Because I don't think Daryl should be allowed.
Maybe Daryl should go on course with no crowd.
No,
hang on a minute, Daryl. Any danger?
You can't not have Daryl.
Aria Hall of Famer, by the way, and you know, legend in his right for sure, but and his solo career.
He's getting on a bit now, though, isn't he? Do you think?
He's got a new hit out, by the way. He's making waves on the pop stations with a new song.
You
this
love
year.
Him, don't
no,
you?
No, I think he's a bloody
he is
champion.
Great. He's a pretty lazy performer, though.
He's not a lazy performer.
You see, when he does horses now, he goes, that's the way it's going to be, a little dull. And then he puts the microphone out to the audience.
Yeah, because the crowd like to sing along with
Daryl. He's on big coin to sing that song. He's only got to sing one, Dave. Why can't you finish the job? No, I tell you what, I couldn't be stumped. No, I'll do. I'll get the audience to sing half of it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of high notes now, and you're right, he is getting on a little bit, but the crowd like to participate.
Ned, how much Daryl Braithwaite?
No, don't put that on the wages.
Song.
We don't need to do that.
But okay, now can I take a bet that Daryl Braithwaite will sing horses?
You probably could. I'll tell you what, there'd be some sort of...
I'll take that. Well done, Neds.
All right, neds.com.au, and as always, gamble responsibly. You can call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1-800-858-858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au. It's Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's another show done for the day. Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
You're okay today, but you left me hanging a couple of times.
I have not.
Mate, when I'm out there, it's like Mickey's paddock. You kick it to Mickey.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Don't you know the rules?
So you're the star. Not forget it.
Can
you're
I on tell the... you the most insulting thing said to me today?
What's that?
So I'm out there. And I'm talking to Ewan. Ewan goes, congratulations, guys. I really like the blue collar sound of the Ewan Dave without Jane.
What? It's a real...
It's like saying, she classes it up merely by her presence.
So was it the fact that we started Monday show just talking about porn magazines? That might have had something to do with it.
We started with porn. We had the Maxine magazine out.
It probably got a bit...
In fact, it descended pretty quickly when you
think about
it. Actually,
it probably makes a good point, Ewan.
Is Maxine... That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Let me tell you, Jane might want to stay away.
No, she's in it. She's in the top 100.
Well, put it this way. She's moved.
Up or down?
Well, it's not for me to say. It's not to preempt anything.
Is there sort of page three girls, you know, because they often sort of feature in those sort of magazines.
Guess who I met the other day?
Who's that?
An original Big M girl.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I was standing at a bar, waiting for food, everyone, relax. I wasn't drinking.
Yes, yes.
And got in a conversation with a girl who was a...
What did a big M, was that on the calendars and stuff?
Oh, come on, Dave. What were you in touch with your sexuality then?
Is that like the ultra-tune calendar?
What 15-year-old boy couldn't identify each of the Big M girls and the Chico Roll girl?
I remember Big
M. See, we're doing it again. This is the blue collar thing.
Big M.
Talking about.
Big M had hula hoops that smelt like chocolate milk. Do you remember
there
that?
There were girls in bikinis running along the beach.
I do remember. Yeah.
They were great.
All right.
I think the bikini days are behind us, but... She was a lovely, lovely woman.
That's good. And for those in the state, Big M is flavoured milk, which was centralised in Victoria. So a lot of states don't know what Big M.
Why don't you send out a fact sheet, mate?
All right, tomorrow, Dr. Chris Brown, Adam Rosenbach is going to join us. That'll be Thursday's Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.